Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Given the amount of money that's in online gaming these days, it's little surprise that developers funnel considerable resources into combating cheaters. Beyond the obvious solution of simply bringing the mighty ban hammer down upon mischievous players, these games came up with more novel means of dealing with hackers, bots, and other nefarious ne'er-do-wells. I'm Si for WhatCulture.com, and these are 10 genius ways video games fought cheaters. Number 10, making modded cards explode upon entry, Grand Theft Auto Online. Trust Rockstar Games to come up with a totally hilarious way to flip the bird at cheating players. The Duke O'Death is an armored muscle car in Grand Theft Auto V, which originally was only available to those who upgraded from the PS3 and Xbox 360 versions of the game to PS4 and Xbox One copies. And more to the point, it could only be officially used in the single player portion, not Grand Theft Auto Online. However, in 2015, players found a way to hack the Duke O'Death into GTA Online, but rather than merely ban offending players, Rockstar came up with an altogether more emphatic way to give them a telling off. Basically, the developers patched the game to ensure that the Duke O'Death would instantly explode the moment that any player set foot in it, killing them instantly. On the one hand, it was an ironclad way to stop players from circumventing a restriction, and on the other, it sent a rather firm yet playful message to offending players that cheating wouldn't be tolerated. Number 9, banning cheaters until they post an apology video, H1Z1. Battle Royale game H1Z1 encountered a serious problem with cheaters shortly after launching in early 2015, with over 25,000 players being banned in May of that year. At the same time, developer Daybreak Game Company's president John Smedley announced an outrageous initiative to discourage cheating, promising to only restore banned accounts if the culprits posted apology videos on YouTube citing remorse for their actions. Smedley revealed that he'd been sent many apologetic emails from affected players, but felt that this wasn't good enough, requesting a more intimate, personal video lamentation instead, which he could then retweet. Smedley added that he encouraged those who were apologising to direct their regrets to other gamers rather than the developers themselves, as he felt it was players who were truly suffering from most of their actions. Ultimately, the limited time offer came and went without many players taking Smedley up on it, which, while a bit of a shame, isn't really remotely surprising. Number 8, hijacking their character in-game, Guild Wars 2. Guild Wars 2 evidently doesn't suffer cheaters lightly and made one hell of an example out of one especially prolific rascal back in 2015. A player character by the name of JT Darkside reportedly spent around 3 weeks wreaking havoc throughout the massive multiplayer online gaming world, attacking other players and teleporting around the map with impunity. Players reported Darkside to developer ArianeT in swaths, and after a surprisingly lengthy period of inaction, they finally decided to act. But ArianeT didn't stop at merely banning the cheating player, they bodied him so thoroughly that it sent a triple stamped message to anybody else planning to ruin other players' fun with cheating ways. Guild Wars 2 security lead Chris Cleary eventually took to the game's official forums to reveal that not only had Darkside been banned, he'd been jettisoned from the game in the most comically theatrical manner possible. Cleary posted a video of him logging into Darkside's account, stripping his character naked, flinging him to his death, and then deleting both characters registered on his account. Needless to say, sympathy for Darkside was few and far between, even if this was an especially performative act of quite literally parading a cheater's humiliated corpse through the digital streets. Number 7, sending Mr. Rossetti to hassle save scummers, Animal Crossing. The Animal Crossing series allows players to cheat by quitting out of the game without saving, moving the system clock forward to the next day and returning, letting them access replenished store stocks, amongst other things. However, players who quit the game without saving their progress will, upon reloading, be met by the supremely angry mole man, Mr. Rossetti, whose central preoccupation is to pester players who attempt to exploit their way to riches and and success. At first, Rossetti will be polite but firm, but the more that you abuse the reset exploit, the more insistent and annoyed he'll get. His actions vary in severity and weirdness across games in the series. He might simply talk you to death for a few minutes, or force you to type responses back to him, such as "forgive me" and "Rossetti rules." The piece de resistance, though, is threatening to delete your entire save game as punishment for your abuses, yet after apparently doing so, it thankfully ends up being a fake out intended to scare the player straight. Number 6, watermarking their health bar, Outriders. Online-only co-op actioner Outriders may not have set the world on fire when it released in 2018, but developers People Can Fly did come up with a neat way to deter cheaters after encountering a higher than expected volume of them during the game's demo period. The devs issued a warning prior to the game's release that they could tell who was cheating while playing the demo and vowed to permanently brand any re-offending players in the game proper with a discreet but visible spiderweb watermark on their HUD's health bar, forever outing them as a bad egg. Given that Outriders isn't a PvP game, cheating perhaps wasn't as egregious as it could have been, but all the same, the hope was that permanently altering a player's HUD robbed them of the glory of posting screen grabs of their in-game accomplishments. Considering that players are only likely to cheat at Outriders for vanity reasons, to boast to others how far ahead they are, this was a pretty inventive way to invalidate that and make the cheaters consider the ultimate futility of their actions.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Before we go any further, I want to talk to you about today's sponsor, Masterclass. With the amount of time we spend discussing and analyzing video games on this channel, it's always good to understand exactly how these experiences are put together. And fortunately for me, I can do just that with Masterclass. With Masterclass's streaming service, you can learn from the best to become your best, studying and growing with over 200 plus of the world's leading instructors. For me, I've been having a blast using a class on video game design by The Sims creator Will Wright to find out exactly how game mechanics are designed around player psychology, as well as learning how important playtesting is to shipping the titles that you and I both love. But it hasn't stopped there, as I've also been brushing up on my practical filmmaking skills directly from my favourite movie director, Martin Scorsese, as well as trying to get back in the cooking game with Roy Choi's amazing course on intuitive cooking. Seriously, my kitchen is a mess, but my belly has never been more grateful. For just $10 a month, an annual membership with Masterclass gets you unlimited access to courses on your phone, computer, smart TV, or even via audio-only modes. Even better, every new membership comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee, and 88% of members feel that the service has made a positive impact on their lives. And to put the cherry on top of that cake, right now, What Culture Gaming listeners get an additional 15% off any annual membership at masterclass.com/gaming. That's 15% off at masterclass.com/gaming. What's that? You want it one more time? Well, that's the URL, masterclass.com/gaming. Right, now I'm going to watch Tony Hawk try to teach me how to ollie properly. I'll see you all soon.
Number 5, the Bovine Defense Force Initiative, The Witcher 3 Wild Hunt. Within days of The Witcher 3's release, players discovered an exploit which allowed them to quickly amass crowns by killing cows in White Orchard Village, looting their hides, meditating to trigger a respawn, and then repeating the process all over again. CD Projekt Red quickly caught wind of players sneakily enriching themselves, though, and a few weeks later released a patch which gave those taking advantage of the exploit a rather nasty surprise indeed. The patch resulted in players who killed 6 cows being being suddenly faced with a mighty level 27 Chort spawning in front of them, an extremely powerful cow-like monster who could easily make short work of unprepared players. In the original version of the patch, Chorts would continually keep spawning, even if the player managed to kill one, with the developers dubbing it the Bovine Defense Force Initiative, which is a fantastic band name, by the way. Hilariously, some players realized that if they were strong enough to kill the Chorts, this could help them farm crowns even faster than with the cow exploit, and so CD Projekt Red later altered it to only spawn a single Chort. Number 4, modding bots do only attack cheaters, Team Fortress 2. Team Fortress 2 has always had a substantial problem with cheaters, though that reached a fever pitch in 2020 when Valve's official servers became flooded with bots using cheats to disrupt genuine gameplay. These were typically programmed to use aim bots, spam the in-game chat, vote to kick legit players out, and even cause the server to lag. Naturally, this pissed off players who, dissatisfied with Valve's apparent inability to cope with tidal waves of bots, took matters into their own hands. Later that year, players resorted to inserting their own cheat bots into Team Fortress 2 servers, yet these were only programmed to target malevolent cheat bots and leave genuine players alone. It was a magical case of fighting fire with fire, of effectively creating Terminator-like bots to take down other nuisance bots. While many understandably decried Valve's ongoing failure to address the problem infrastructurally, this was nevertheless a spectacularly smart idea on the part of enterprising, frustrated players. Number 3, letting other players publicly execute them, EVE Online. If there's one thing you can't deny about EVE Online, it's that those who play it take it super seriously, and above all else, won't abide the efforts of anyone treating it like a joke. Developers CCP Games also haven't taken lightly any attempts to undermine their meticulously constructed space sim, and in 2018 even organized a public execution of cheating players. One of the most common methods of cheating involves using a bot to farm in-game currency all day long, providing offenders with a substantial advantage over honest players who have to, you know, leave the computer to work, eat, exercise, and actually deal with other human beings. Between this and the potential for mass botting to destabilize the game's fragile economy, CCP typically offers cheaters a warning before banning their account on a second offense. But 5 years ago, a series of spaceships owned by cheating players were teleported into neutral space, and players en masse were invited to show up to give them one hell of a shellacking. And boy, that they did. By the end of the massacre, more than 150 players had assembled to destroy the fleet of ships trotted out by CCP staffers, and when the ritual was repeated a week later, more than 700 strong showed up to obliterate a cheater's Titan, one of the most powerful ships in the game. Glorious. Number 2, creating invisible enemies to detect aimbots, Call of Duty. The Call of Duty franchise has certainly come up with its fair share of clever methods for dealing with cheaters, but Activision has truly outdone themselves with their latest gambit. The publisher recently announced an update to their Ricochet anti-cheat software, which governs all contemporary Call of Duty games. This adds a new anti-cheat mechanic, which introduces hallucinations to multiplayer games. Fake invisible enemies cloned from actual players in the game. While in no way affecting play for regular gamers, these digital phantoms would instantly trigger cheating mechanisms like aimbots, in turn outing cheaters without any room for doubt whatsoever. As traps to catch cheaters go, that's incredibly smart and creative. Simply banning cheaters is one thing, but completely obliterating the very foundation of their cheating is another, to ensure that they can't help but reveal their dirty little secrets. Number 1, banishing cheaters to their own playlist, Fall Guys. Containment is an interesting solution for developers to prevent cheaters from ruining the game for honest players, yet without banning offenders outright and losing their custom. And so Fall Guys developers Mediatonic once introduced a Cheater Island, a secret playlist for cheaters to compete against one another, free to out-cheat their opponents in the pursuit of that ever-precious crown. According to Mediatonic, at first, Cheater Island lacked enough concurrent players to consistently fill up matches, but over time, their pool of cheaters became surprisingly large, and so the secret playlist was open in earnest. However, the developer ultimately decided that there were too many cheaters to tolerate, and so decided to swiftly close their experiment down, instead handing out blanket bans to offending players, with the game subsequently adopting Epic Games' more robust anti-cheat measures. Mediatonic's own Twitter account said of the matter, "Our cheat detection system was good, but we hadn't expected so many players, and we had no idea the lengths that some would go to cheat." Of course, cheating in online gaming is all kind of terrible, but some video games punish you for cheating in solo play. Check out Jules' video on screen now for 8 video games that mock you for using cheat codes. Don't forget to leave a comment down below on other anti-cheat methods like this video, and make sure you're subscribed. Head over to whatculture.com for more content every day. I've been Cy for What Culture, and have a good week.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Hey, welcome to the Next Wave podcast. Consider us your chief AI officer in your business. My name is Matt Wolf. I have the number one YouTube channel in the AI space. I also run futuretools.com, and I'm joined by my co-host, Nathan Lands, founder of lore.com. We want to bring you the latest AI news and trends, show you how you can use AI in your business and personal life, and help make it super easy for you to understand and execute. We're going to equip you with the knowledge to thrive in this upcoming wave of change.